97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
We got Kill Me coming up in a little bit at the bottom of the hour, plus an audio cut of the day. I'm trying to see if Fred left me any notes for tomorrow, because often he does that. And I'm off on Friday. Sue and I are both off on Friday, unfortunately, but back on Monday. So we were talking about Starlink a little bit in the next hour with our friends that have a fishing boat down in Fort Myers. You've heard Starlink mentioned a lot here in the last couple of weeks. And you missed this yesterday, Sue. We had Kenny Wallace on. He was actually in Charlotte. He was out there, not necessarily just flood-related, but, you know, he lived there for many years. He's got a lot of contacts and friends and family members. He knows Greg Biffle very well. Greg Biffle, NASCAR driver. Yeah, and he's out there trying to help people, deliver supplies, rescue folks. And he talked about Starlink.
The biggest thing that I'm so happy that we were able to do is communication is key. And Starlink sent us overnight at the beginning of this thing last Sunday, 300 Starlink units. And we had over 50 private aviation helicopters deploying these Starlink units out to all of these communities, first responders. Now we're still delivering them to, unfortunately, search and rescue and cadaver dogs.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, obviously, a lot of work. But, you know, we wanted to find out a little bit more about Starlink and what it's all about. Obviously, this is Elon providing great technology to the planet. Again, George Rosenthal is one of the owners of our friends at ThrottleNet. He joins us this afternoon. Hey, George, how are you? Welcome back.
Good. Thanks for having me back. Man, what a wild time down south and all throughout. I mean, 6 to 8 states affected. And here we are living in 2024, where technology's at a point where literally you can drop a not even a dish. It's a flat panel out of a helicopter and be able to talk to the space. It's kind of amazing.
We had a real good explanation of, you know, how you would practically use this in the last hour, because we had a couple of folks that own a fishing charter down in Fort Myers, and they said, you know, it's been a game changer, because you used to have the satellite phone. Not only can you have, you know, Wi-Fi calling, you're a couple hundred miles from shore, but you can watch a movie or something like that if the fishing's slow, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is complete high speed. You're up to 150 to 170 megabits down and 5 to 20 up. I mean, this is high speed internet. This is watching Netflix, playing video games, literally with a device that can be attached to your backpack. Plug it into your RV, boat, or wherever, and you have high speed internet anywhere basically on the earth right now.
Hey, George, don't they have that? Like, I've seen neighborhoods out in Pacific, Missouri, and places like that. That's where they use it, right? Where you can't get, I mean, Mark, you should get Skylight.
Well, I'm going to ask that question. Yeah, so where I live, George, let's see if there's practical, you know, application, because I always make it about myself anyway, so we might as well do this. But in the High Ridge Valley Park area, I'm literally, you know, like Valley Park is a valley, so I don't have any cell service. Every once in a while, like when the leaves leave the trees, when they fall off, a little bit better. We call this road right by the horse farms there, Sue, Twisty Turny.
Right.
It's actually Hillsborough Road, I think. But I have terrible service from Charter. This whole stuff from T-Mobile doesn't work for me. So is this something that consumers will be able to use eventually at a cost-effective price point?
Oh, yeah. Not just eventually. You can go on Starlink.com right now and order, if you're going to attach it to your home, the residential, there's no upfront cost for that, but it's $120 a month, unlimited data, and there's no contract. You can stop anytime. And you're going to get 150 to 170 meg down, 5 to 20 up. But the point is, if you turn on your Wi-Fi calling on your cell phone, you can call and talk through your Wi-Fi at the high speed. So you don't even have to worry about the connectivity of your phone. And this is available right now.
Why the hell am I not doing this, George? Why the hell am I not doing this?
Okay, this is where Sue says, I have mentioned this to you before.
You've mentioned specifically Starlink?
Yes, okay. Because we were talking about it out in Pacific and places like that. And people, George, were on lists to get on it, right?
Yes, yeah. And well, I mean, and what's nice then, too, is you can take that same panel receiver off your house, put it on in your suitcase, luggage, or travel, or wherever, go on a hike, go on a boat trip, on a RV trip, and take the same device, plug it into an outlet. Long gone are the days of attaching a satellite dish to your roof and having a technician out to make sure that it's pointed at the right satellite at all times. Those days are dying quickly. Now you're to the point where you literally have a flat panel about the size of a large laptop and can take it anywhere you want. I mean, right now, they have 6,000, roughly 400 satellites in space. They have approval for 15,000, and they really want to put 42,000 around the world so that no matter where you're at, you can have full high-speed internet, whether you're in the middle of the African desert or whether you're in the jungle down in Brazil. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I didn't know that part, Mark. I didn't know you could take it with you. Holy Toledo. That's nuts, George. That's, wow. Elon Musk, say what you will, but holy Toledo.
So, absolutely. That one's called the Mini. So it's called the Starlink Mini. And you can go on starlink.com and actually see it in use.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys just to talk amongst yourself for a minute here because I'm actually on the website and I'm filling out my information. Now, this is a learning experience. I had no idea. So I just put in my address, says order Starlink. Then it says there is a congestion charge in your area. What does that mean? Do you know?
Well, that's going to be how many people are. It's going to be the whole. When the first plasma TV came out, there was a whole big surge to go buy them. That's the same thing that's happening now. So especially with a natural disaster, they're prioritizing a lot of their equipment in the southeast region of the country. So if you may have to wait just a little bit,
well,
but
so here's,
you can purchase it.
Here's what they say. Okay, so here's how it breaks down. The service, as you indicated, $120 per month. The congestion charge, good job, Elon, $100. The hardware is $349. The shipping and handling is $20. The tax is $27.12. So I owe today, if I were to do this, $496.12. Now they also have options in here for some hardware and things to I guess install it. But is it, where do you put it in your house? Like, does it matter?
It has a attachment that can go on your roof or on the side of the house. Again, it doesn't have to point directly at a single satellite since there are so many satellites covering the United States at any given moment. So you're basically aiming it up, and you're using an app to coordinate it. And the app is simply telling you where to turn to match up to the square that's on this app on your phone, and it'll tell you as soon as you have kind of you're good to go.
I love
which is why you're able to disconnect this off your roof, put it on your backpack, and take it with you. Because when you go to a campsite,
that's brilliant.
And set it up, you're just using the app to point it into the main. All you're doing is pointing it straight up in the sky. And there's so many satellites, and these are low orbit satellites. Okay, these are most satellites are at 22,000 miles up. Okay, and they're doing roughly 7,000 miles an hour in order to keep up with Earth and not to have the gravitational pull it into a disaster. But you're talking about these satellites are only 340 miles in the air. So they have to do 17,000 miles an hour just to keep up with the rotation of the Earth. And they're going around the planet once every 90 minutes. That's how fast these things are going.
Well, this is eye-opening. It really is. Just even on the website, we always make it clear that Throttle, that you're not an internet provider. You are, cybersecurity, IT services. But could this potentially really, God, I'm hoping, paralyze, companies like Charter that suck and your service goes out like 10 times during the summer? Could that really affect them, I hope? Maybe?
Well, possibly? I don't know that the word paralyze is there because, for example, I have AT&T fiber. So I'm getting I'm getting 5 gig down and 5 gig up. That's not going to happen with satellites in space for a long, long time. So this is still high speed internet, but it's nothing like a fiber line to your home.
But I don't have, I guess I would with Charter, I would have a fiber line. The problem is that nobody else has a fiber line, which is why I can't get other companies. And there's not, I think that's what's frustrating to a lot of people is that there's not enough competition. Now it's getting, there's other companies that are laying cable, but it's taking a while, George.
It is. And, to give an example here of the competition, so the FCC recently, just because of this disaster, allowed SpaceX, obviously Starlink, to partner with T-Mobile to provide free cellular SMS messaging and emergency alert services to disaster areas for free.
That's incredible. Why
that's important is because you can use your phone. So you don't need a receiver from Starlink. If you have an Android 14 and up or an iPhone 14 and up, you can engage the satellite communication services in the settings of those phones. And for free, if you're on T-Mobile, you can then SMS message, get emergency alerts, and possibly make an emergency phone call if you're in the affected storm areas. So, and that's totally free right now for all T-Mobile customers. So if you have family and friends in disaster areas and they're on T-Mobile, tell them to use their emergency services on their settings and they can immediately start texting you back and forth.
That's awesome.
That really is awesome.
The competition scare about that is if the speeds get high enough, why do I need my cell tower
when
I can walk into my backyard and be talking in full to satellites in space with the same phone that I bought?
That's fascinating. That's great, though. I mean, look, that's going to spur more competition and innovation, which is what I love to hear. While we have you here, George Rosenthal from Throttle, I have to share a story that I told on the air. Maybe it was last week, and it's probably not going to be something that surprises you. So I almost got snagged in one of these fishing expeditions. In this way. So just as a little background, because what I had ordered was, you know, playing heavy in my mind. I ordered a cable, by the way, it still hasn't gotten here, a couple weeks ago from AudioQuest. It's a headphone cable. My emotional support bunny Oreo gnawed away at my high-end headphone cables and almost ate my damn headphones, right? But I just need to replace the cable. So I go on AudioQuest website, I order, I pay for the expedited shipping. In my mind, it was supposed to be like 3 days. The AudioQuest person that I finally got a hold of says, well, it was actually 5 to 7 days. And I think we're at the 7th day of business. But anyway, that's not what's important. That I had done a couple Saturdays ago, right? It'd be 2 weeks this Saturday. So in my mind, I got a package coming. So I get a notification via text that says, we have a package waiting for you. It says it's USPS and we need some information. It even has a hyperlink that's not active. And it says, hit yes or no. And when I hit yes, it gave me an active hyperlink. And then I hit that and it asked me for my address and my phone number. So I did that. Then the next page asked me for my credit card because I had 1 cent. I had 1 cent that I owed. Now, George, if it didn't say 1 cent, if it said like 30 cents or maybe a dollar, I might have actually filled out the information. But something kicked in at that point. I'm like, this doesn't seem right. And then I look at the specific text message that came into my phone. It was from a ridiculous, you know, site. And I think the whole thing was a scam, I think.
It is a total scam. And there's a couple of things that could have been total coincidence of timing. Because I get those all the time, even though I may not have ordered something. The other side of that is if you use the website to do that, they could have either been bringing that website for your purchase, and maybe that website, the actual retailer, had been compromised, or you need to be aware and see if there's any malware on your machine that is watching your keys you're doing. Again, it could have been three scenarios that could have happened, but if you ever get something like that, it's always best to talk to the retailer themselves. And if you've already bought something, you should never have to re-put in your credit card.
Well, yeah, and see, that's why it was weird, because it was USPS. They were saying that they had an additional charge. Look, I'm convinced that it was a complete scam, but it was so sophisticated, and it almost got me, because if I hadn't expected a package, I probably would have, you know, right away thought, this is something fishy, literally fishy.
Right,
but
since
I ordered the package, that's why it kind of got me.
It's kind of genius on their part, because anybody that you just dangle that out there, a package, ooh, I did order something. I mean, that's how they get you. They just think of something that people will go for.
When you talk about malware, though, George, like, I'm an Apple Mac guy, so I don't have as many issues as I used to remember having with PCs, but it's been a while. But what's the recommendation there?
So if you are a PC user, it's always best to have your computer scanned for malware, especially if you're just an end user as a residential person. If you're in a business side, that's a totally different thing, where different tools need to be put on your network to be monitoring these kinds of things to ensure that malware isn't going along, you know, throughout the entire network or on your devices. But along with that, even if you're not in a business, remember we talked last time, Google Chrome had to update because they had several massive security problems. So if you're just out there and you're not part of a company, make sure you're updating your browsers at all the time. So because those security patches are coming out on a regular basis. And that's what's going to stop some of these malware infections. But then again, it always comes down to your decision making as to what information you give and when you give it on what device.
Yeah.
So best to just contact the retailer directly. If you have a question about any type of shipment, or if you're going to put your credit card into anything, make sure it's on a reputable site that has HTTPS, which stands for secure, in the address bar. Those are some things you definitely want to make sure that you're aware of. But yeah, those scams are getting more sophisticated. It's a shame these people wouldn't just put their con smarts to good things, you know?
Well, you know, I think we've said that before, but it is kind of amazing, you know, and I guess all it takes is, you know, just a couple of, like, that's why they call it a fishing expedition. You got 100 people. If one or two they snag in.
Sure.
Well, that's a big win. So I was just looking at this. So the address, it's so weird, George. This came in. It says the USPS package has arrived at the warehouse and cannot be delivered. Please confirm your address within this link. And if you look at the person who texted it, it's this weird convoluted address that says Marine Kolos, probably Russian, underscore 4482 at zongkechin.com. So she's in Russia with Putin trying to snag some information from Americans is what it sounded like there.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you're talking about hundreds of billion-dollar industry. So you're right. If you do this to a million people and half of 1% go for it and give you a credit card, not only are you paying them some money, but now they've got your card to go run and do whatever they need to before you figure it out and cancel the card.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, we always learn so much when we have you on the show. All's well in your world, I'm hoping?
Absolutely. Our job is protecting businesses, and right now it's busier than ever, to be honest with you, because bad guys are, like we just talked about, getting very, very sophisticated, and it is a constant battle. I hate to say it's a cyber war, because people kind of roll their eyes like, oh, yeah, but I'm telling you, it's a constant war of keeping bad actors from infiltrating businesses and ruining businesses completely.
Absolutely. And if you're a business owner right now, I think he knows a guy or a team that can help. ThrottleNet.com. George Rosenthal, thank you so much. Good luck with everything. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much. Right. Have a great week.
It is a Wednesday afternoon, and we're going to visit with Brian Kilmeade.
Get more at 971talk.com.